Earth, sky.
When we sat down and looked at a conflict like Iraq, we saw that there were very strong mathematical patterns in the size of attacks. And then when we looked at a conflict in a very different part of the world, fought for very different reasons, these same mathematical signatures were emerging again.
You're listening to Sean Gourley of the University of Miami and a Pop Tech Science Fellow for 2010. He's talking about what some have called the mathematics of war. His work, published in the journal Nature, suggests that mathematics can help predict the timing and size of attacks in certain kinds of wars, those in which an insurgent group is trying to overthrow an authority, regardless of where the attacks are taking place.
And what we're looking at with conflict is saying, how many attacks kill one person? How many attacks kill two people? How many attacks kill 10 people? When we plot that out, we actually get this equation known as a power law.
In other words, they see a mathematical pattern. Gourley and his team collected data from more than 54,000 attacks across 11 recent wars.
Because we know that the probability of an event of size X occurring in a time period T is given by this equation, we can actually start to make predictions about the likelihood of an attack occurring within a one-week period.
Gourley said the U.S. military is looking at his research. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.